another name your score type of ball game for the New Orleans Saints. 48-7, they throttle the Philadelphia Eagles. Now 9-1 are the New Orleans Saints, a 9-game winning streak. Welcome back to the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places. Back out to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Little Deuce's Dimes and Deuce's Expert Take, brought to you by Assurance Financial, home loan experts. Deuce, I mean, at this point, it's almost like, well, they were 80% on offense scoring today on drives, 8 out of 10. It's almost like you get disappointed when they don't score.
I was disappointed at half. You know, you get spoiled. This team put up, what, 24, 28 right there at the half? I think it was 24-7 at half, yeah. And you're upset that they don't score. You know, the scores, they haven't scored 35. Last 2 weeks, they've scored better than 35 points. You know, you go back and look at the last 3 weeks, they're averaging 31 points at halftime. And so, you know, they're putting so much pressure on teams in the first half that if they can't keep up, you know, it's going to be tough, really tough for, you know, teams to be in these games. And, man, I mean, there were so many question marks. Which team has their back to the wall? You know, would it be – we really felt like it was going to be the Eagles, but the Saints really came out and they made a statement. Did not score a touchdown on their first drive, but they did get the 3 points. Defense gets a three and out. Saints come right back. You know, they get a touchdown, and the route was on from there.
Deuce, is it safe to say that right now the only team that beats the Saints is the Saints?
The Saints. The Saints and injuries, you know, because I do have some concern about that offensive line. They're beat up there. So they've got to be able to get healthy. You got some help in your division. You're three games up basically on Carolina, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay. You have to continue to keep that pressure on the Rams. Right now you're technically up a half a game because the Rams haven't had their bye game. You're going to win the head-to-head matchup, but you have to continue to take care of your business. Christian, normally it's a 24 hours you get to enjoy this victory. Since you play on Thursday night, we only get to enjoy it for 10 hours. You enjoy it for 10 hours, and it's on to Atlanta.
Another opportunity to sweep the Atlanta Falcons, that would be huge on Thursday night, Deuce.
It would be huge. I mean, the Atlanta wants to go to sleep. And so you may as well just go ahead and put them to sleep. Put their season to sleep and tell them thank you for coming. You want to be nice and generous on Thanksgiving, you know, and that's when you play. But you're going after a W. And so go ahead and put the Atlanta Falcons to sleep.
Saints color analyst and all-time leading rusher, Deuce McAllister. Deuce, go and we'll catch up with you in a little bit, but, man, go savor this one. This is special football we've been watching for the better part of 9 weeks now.
I can't go anywhere yet, man. I got to give you my official injury report.
I know.
My Tulane, so you don't run me off yet.
Let
me wrap up my day a little bit for you.
I just go savor it, though, is what I was saying. I knew I was going to catch you back.
Okay.
All right, Deuce.
Catch up with you
in a few moments.
All right.
This is the Toyota Locker Room Show. It's fun these days. Toyota, let's go places. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Want to know just how dominant the Saints were? The Eagles were outgained by 350 total yards. The differential is the most for an Eagles team since losing to Dallas 56-7 in Week 5 of 1966. Welcome back here to the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. The Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places. Back out to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. We find Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst Deuce McAllister for today's postgame injury report.
This Saints postgame injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. Two injuries of concern. Both of those guys, Andres Pete, left the game. He came back in, but then he left again once that the score was out of reach. And then also for the Saints, Larry Warford, and he was came out of the game, did not come back in, been battling a lower back injury. Andres Pete has been battling a hip injury, knee as well. So those are two major injuries of concern. Outside of that, the Saints didn't have anybody really to get banged up. And the Saints postgame injury report was brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
Deuce, any parting shots, any parting words, man, before you push out of here? It's short week against the Falcons, but Saints fans right now are witnessing some pretty special things. Everywhere you look, every time they play, they're breaking some kind of record.
I enjoy it. I mean, it's definitely something to see, and I think as fans and to be able to call it, just enjoy it. You know, I think that's the one thing that we have to do, just savor the moment. You don't know when you'll get that other opportunity. So for us, let's get ready. We'll enjoy it for the next 10 hours, and then we'll get ready for the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday night.
Deuce, I'll see you on Turkey Day, man. Thanks.
No problem.
All right, there he goes. Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst Deuce McAllister. Mark Ingram having a heck of a day. 16 attempts, 103 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground for Mark Ingram. It's a Toyota Locker Room Show here. Toyota, let's go places. Get into some of the big stats coming up from this victory for the New Orleans Saints, 48-7 over the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.